What's up, everybody? This is Couch Co-op Podcast, episode number 17. 17. 17.
17.
Whoa, I haven't introduced you yet. Hold up. Slow your roll there. this is the Couch Co-op Podcast, where every week we talk about the latest and greatest in gaming news. I'm Joe Nixon, and with me, as always, is Casey Freaking Tap.
Casey Freaking Tap.
How's it going?
Pretty good.
Pretty good.
First successful weekend at the house after moving in.
Yeah, it was fantastic. Very productive Couch Co-op day today also.
Have some awesome new content.
Yep. We have the channel trailer recorded, wrapped, as they said.
We have a holiday greeting video on the way.
A Christmas-themed video. It's pretty fantastic.
From your friends there at Rockstar.
These are two separate videos. So we're going to give you two videos this week.
On some GTA footage as well.
Yeah, I hope to have those up Christmas Eve morning. So that's my deadline. Because I want them to be there before Christmas, or else it's like, oh, well, that was that was 3 days ago.
Yeah, right.
So I'm going to get on that. But yeah, it was a very productive Couch Co-op day today.
It was.
It's fun stuff. Lots of footage capturing. On the game consoles, and a lot of laughs.
A lot of laughs.
Good stuff. I'm pretty happy after this weekend. Like, it was a good weekend. We had the whole Couch Co-op crew come over, actually.
Yeah.
Like, all five of us.
Yeah, even Rob.
Which was awesome. Like, that was the first time all five of us have been in the same room. And he even talked about the site, so.
Even though you were only.
I know, I was only there for an hour, thanks to work. But it was still, like. It was cool to have like the core five of us there.
Yeah,
like that was really cool.
It's pretty dope.
Yeah, but enough of that sappy feel good crap. You know, we start the show off with the hit list
or sappy feel good crap
or sappy good. Yeah. So, but every show starts with the hit list, and this week we have not one, not two. But three items on the hit list.
You know, we've really gone downhill because we started out doing like 15 at a time.
Well, because like I was writing up news stories all the time, but now I just don't have the time to write up.
It's true. It is true.
But we still got some stories. I didn't write any of them.
I think we're kind of like just freehanding it now.
Yeah, like you know, like we check the news and then anything that catches our attention, we put it on the hit list, basically.
So. Yeah. Like, never mind.
What were you gonna say?
Nothing. Getting into our trailer, our teaser trailer a little bit.
Strictly professional. It's gonna be great. I can't wait for people to see that. But let's get this hit list started. Number one, Telltale and Mojang are developing a Minecraft game called Minecraft Story Mode. Coming in 2015.
Is that just going to be a mode in Minecraft, or is that a brand new game?
It's a Telltale standalone game, like kind of like The Walking Dead or The Wolf Among Us. Like it's a single story, but you get to choose how it pans out or whatever.
Interesting.
But in the style of, it has the Minecraft art style, the blockiness. But it's not like you're in first person.
You can't control most of it.
Well, like, I know you control dialogue choices, but, I mean, they might try to whip something up weird here to where you get to choose, like, if you're carrying a pickaxe or a sword or...
Interesting.
But I don't know. Who knows? It looks weird.
Yeah.
It's a weird combo, for sure.
It's really hard to get away from Minecraft, like, the way Minecraft is.
Yeah.
Like, you can't
like,
really...
Like, there's not really backstory to it. It's just that stuff is there. Like, the Ender Dragon is just there. There's no story that we know of.
I don't know. They could do something really cool with it, or they could end up pissing off a lot of Minecraft people.
If they follow, like, the typical main quest, quote-unquote, in Minecraft, where they're just, you know, you start off building a shelter, then you go... get some blaze rods, and then you go kill some Endermen, and then you go to the Ender Dragon. Like, if they follow that for, like, each episode, like, you know, throughout the how many episodes it's going to be, I think it'd kind of be funny. Like, I'm pretty sure they're going for, like, a real comedic take.
It would be really good if they just did the plot line from Castaway.
Mm.
That'd be pretty good.
That'd be funny. Wilson!
Like if they made the whole island like to scale from that movie.
Yeah.
With the little cave and all that good stuff.
That'd be funny.
That'd be pretty good.
But yeah, it should be interesting. I'll keep my eye on it and see what the first trailer looks like for sure. But,
good.
But on to number two. Let's see here. Halo, the Master Chief Collection, is getting like a thank you pack for fans who have played the game since launch. In between launch and now, they will be getting Halo 3 ODST campaign, an extra map, some sort of relic thing. They're just giving them like a thank you pack since multiplayer.
Little bundle.
Yeah, since multiplayer hasn't been completely functional.
Yeah.
Which is cool. I mean, 343, you know, holding it down.
Hold it down.
But yeah, I'd be stoked to play through ODST on Xbox One.
Well,
especially if it's like slightly up.
I do have a glorified Halo machine sitting in there that hasn't been used since Master Chief Collection came out.
Like ODST was one of my favorite campaigns.
Yeah, it's really good. I mean, I don't know. I don't know if it was one of my favorites from the Halo like series. But it is pretty good as a like standalone thing.
Yeah.
Because you're not really playing as the Spartans.
Well, like I always like it whenever games or movies like they have a main hero established, but then like they do like it was basically like a spinoff movie. That's what ODST was.
It shows
it
you
was, like a really
it shows you what spin-off. The grunts go through
exactly, and that was awesome. Like dropping in and like just getting you know. All these freaking...
The silent SMG, for sure. I'm ready for that.
Yeah, it's a great game.
Pretty good.
Great Firefly game, too.
I wonder if they're going to... I wonder if they're going to redo the visuals on it, though.
I don't know. I think they may up-res it a little bit, since it was on...
Because that came out between 2 and 3, didn't it?
Yeah. But they didn't touch 3 graphically.
Well, I know. That's what I'm saying. Like, Where's the stopping point between 2 and 3?
No, it came out after 3.
Oh, it did?
Yeah, for sure. That's why it's Halo 3 ODST.
Oh, yes, you were correct.
But yeah, I mean, maybe they'll up-res it a little bit, but I'm not sure. Like, they haven't really released any details. Let's see. It says it'll be at 1080p and 60 frames a second, so that they're going to do some tweaking, go back and get the frame rate up and res it up as well. So, you know, they don't have plans to include firefight at the moment, but
damn,
that's okay.
I like
firefight. One of the best firefight modes because you felt like you needed your team. That was good.
Yeah, you're not a freaking superhero.
Exactly. But yeah, I'm stoked about that.
It'll be good. It always is good.
Yeah. On to number three. Evolve revealed their third and I believe final monster that'll be playable at launch. They said that they want to add some later on in like DLC and stuff. But the last one that's being revealed here is called the Wraith. It's a very like xenomorph type of thing. Not really xenomorph, but it's like... It's a super stealthy...
So like a pterodactyl?
Sort of. That's actually a really good definition.
I mean, when you think of like a flying monster, you don't expect it to have like feathers and stuff. So what's the closest thing to that that doesn't have feathers?
A pterodactyl.
Pterodactyl.
Yeah. Oh, come on, dude. Dang it. I'm trying to pull up a picture here.
Of a pterodactyl?
No, of the Wraith.
That's okay. Don't worry about it.
No. I
get
just
the gist of it.
This is to remind me. But it's like, it looks like it has the ability to lure hunters in the wrong direction. So, like, there's some stealth trickery going on.
Tomfoolery.
Exactly. And it's a flying monster also, but it's like... It's creepy. Like, this might be one of the creepiest.
Is that it right
ones.
There?
Yeah.
It kind of looks like a wraith from Harry Potter.
I guess.
A little bit. With spikes on his back.
Yeah. But definitely inspired by the xenomorph with the weird head thing. But in the trailer, he's constantly blindsiding them. Like, they think he's going off in another direction and he shows up somewhere else. Like, so that'll probably be an interesting one to play against.
I don't think I'll ever play as the monster.
I might once, just to give it a try.
We're more team-based, you know?
Yeah.
I don't want to play by myself.
Yeah. I would give it I'll try it once or twice. And if I like it, like, if it feels good to play as a monster, then I'll keep playing as him. But, it's just going to be one of those great little party games where you just get four people and then rotate who's playing the monster and who's playing the hunters.
I thought there were five playing at a time.
Yeah, there are, but I bet you could do 3-1 in a private match.
Yeah, you probably could.
That
wouldn't all be on one screen, though, would it?
It would be awesome if they had split screen, but I'm not too sure about that, actually. But yeah, so that's the hit list. Three whopping news stories for you.
Yeah.
It's the holidays. Things are slowing down. Another thing that isn't necessarily game-related, but I said that we needed to talk about, was this hubbubaloo with the interview. Like, what the heck, yeah. Sony?
Yeah. I mean, like, I get it. They're kind of covering their asses.
Yeah, as a company, I get that. And they're not doing too well financially now either, so, like, they can't really deserve any bad
press. Another thing is that they were saying that the guys that hacked their stuff got a lot of, like, personal, like, bank account information for their workers. And,
yeah.
Like, you really got to understand as a company, they had to put a stop to that quick because, yeah. Like, you're not going to have anybody to work for you if that keeps happening. You know, people aren't going to come out and say, well, I don't care if you're Sony. I don't care if you're the King of England, you know. I'm not going to work for you because my personal information keeps getting destroyed, you know, stuff like that. And, I mean, because if you can get a hold of someone's bank account stuff, you can ruin their life.
It was confirmed that it was North Korea, and I have no clue how North Korea has the ability to hack an American entertainment company. But
is it outsourcing?
I guess so.
To Japan,
they have sleeper cells in
China or something like that. Tokyo.
I don't know. It was weird.
India. But, I don't know.
But I understand them having to, like, you know, protect themselves as a company. Like, but it was also kind of taking away the whole freedom of speech thing. Like,
yeah.
Which is kind of lame. Like, what movie are they going to do that to next that offends somebody? And hopefully this is just be a one-time thing. Even Barack Obama came out and spoke out against it, which was interesting.
Well, it's just one of those things. You never know. You really never know what somebody's going to do. Mm-hmm. You know, you can do threats all day, and even if they wouldn't have threatened, they may have still done something. So, you know, you really got to be careful with that kind of stuff. But at the same time, who is stupid enough to, like, come out, like, forthright and say, we are going to, like, us as a nation are going to do this to you, America? Like, we've stomped people into the ground in history.
Well, yeah, but at first we didn't know who it was.
Well, I know that, but I'm saying now.
So if they were to do something, if they were to have done something, and, you know, and we already knew that it was North Korea, we would be at war with North Korea pretty quickly.
Exactly.
So,
but I mean, my thing is now they know who it is. Release the movie. If something happens, wipe the whole thing off the face of the earth.
Yeah.
And let South Korea take over and just be Korea.
Yeah. Kim Jong Un needs to get the stick out of his ass.
Yeah.
Come on, dude.
I don't know.
I guess that happens when you live in a totally dictatorship, in a total dictatorship.
It's whenever you're the boss.
Yeah.
He's power hungry. He wants everything to be his way.
But it's funny because
he's spoiled is what he is.
Because I heard somebody say that Kim Jong Il or Ul, whatever.
His dad?
Yeah. Like, watch Team America, the one where he dies, and he laughed his ass off.
He thought it was everybody that ever said, you know, you see pictures of him doing goofy stuff, you know, like memes and stuff. And that was his dad. And his dad was, I mean, this is from things that I've heard or read, but people say that his dad had a sense of humor.
Yeah, I mean, I guess that just happens when you're old age. Like, Kim Jong-un's pretty young, and he's like, I got to prove myself.
Yeah, he doesn't want people making fun of him, basically.
Yeah.
But, I mean, that's the thing, you know? Yeah, you gotta just roll with the punches, man. And it's not
saying Kim Jong-un was any better than his son. They're both dictators.
Yeah, but
essentially,
it seems like he wasn't as bad though.
Yeah, whatever. I don't remember hearing that much about Korea until his son took over.
Yeah.
But then again, I guess that I was too young to even care. So
yeah, well, I mean, it doesn't really matter. Anyways, yeah,
that's a little bonus hit list.
Yeah, okay, we need to get away from that.
Yeah, politicking.
Yeah, this is not a politics.
Podcast. Welcome to the Couch Co-op Politics Cast.
That would really have to be professional. Today we're going to talk about
Bill 32B, Section 13.
It's a good bill. Yes, it is, Bill.
Back to you, Bill. So let's move on to today's topic of the week. Now, it's a toss-up between two. We ran through that hit list.
You just want to make one up as we go?
Yeah, we ran through that hit list pretty quickly, so I figured we could have two topics of the week.
That's what happens when you only have three.
Yeah. Let's see. The first one I was going to ask was, what is your favorite holiday game?
All right, we talked about this. Do you mean what is my favorite game to play on a holiday?
Exactly.
Okay.
Like when you have, not whenever you're like, you go out and go like, oh, I'm going to buy this new game and play it on a weekend. But like whenever you're at home on vacation or like Labor Day.
You have nothing to do.
You have nothing to do. What's the game you pick up and play?
I mean, in my past, It really just depends on what games are out at that point in your in time, because you know some games come out right before Christmas and that's your holiday, like that's your holiday game for a while.
Like last holiday, my holiday game was Arkham Origins.
Yeah, it's like whatever's the newest version of that game. So I'll say right now, I'm gonna go ahead and throw out the easy ones: Grand Theft Auto and Call of Duty. Easy. Yeah. That's an easy sit back play holiday kind of game.
Yeah, for sure.
But I will say, I think probably my favorite laid up holiday game is actually Minecraft.
Yeah.
Just because, like, sometimes one of the problems that I have with holiday gaming is even though everybody's off, nobody's on.
Right, yeah.
Because they're
all with family.
Yeah, they're doing stuff with their family and whatnot. So it's really lame. Yeah, it's really hard. And, like, there have been times where, like, and this is going to sound bad, and this will sound bad to my dad since he listens, but there have been times that on, like, maybe, like, Father's Day, I've called people, and I'm like, hey, man, you want to come out? And they're like, it's Father's Day. Oh, shit, yeah, it is, isn't it? I forgot about that. All right, well, never mind. Go ahead. Just have fun. Whatever. And then I'm sitting at home playing video games, you know? My dad's taking a nap or something. Because, anytime Father's Day rolls around, it's like, dude, you do whatever you want to do. And he's like, I'm exhausted. I'm going to take a nap.
Yeah.
And that's fine, man. You know what? I'm probably going to do the same thing. Father's Day rolls around. Dad, we got you this gift. Thanks. I love you guys. Hey, we made you breakfast. Thanks. I love you guys. All right, I'm going to go back to sleep now. Because this is my holiday. That's probably what I'm going to do. But I'll say Minecraft is probably my favorite just because it's – that Minecraft really is – and I mean, this it can be played by technical engineers and be the greatest like building game ever, but it's also just the most mindless game in the world.
Exactly. Yeah.
You can sit as long as you have food stacked up. You can just sit.
Or not. You can just go into creative mode.
You just do stupid stuff on there. It doesn't. You know.
Virtual Legos.
And it's infinite. You can just hang out. Just do whatever. You know. So. I think that probably is my favorite holiday game, but it's, you know, I've only been playing it for, what, 2 years, 3 years now? Because you introduced it to me whenever I had my appendix removed.
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
Which, if you want to talk about a holiday game, I was out for a month when I had my appendix removed, and I'm going to call that a holiday because I took off work for a whole month. And I was like, I remember I posted, it was on Facebook or something, and I was like, does anybody have a good game I can play? I'm laid up at home, blah, blah, blah. And you were like, dude. Minecraft. Try this game. It's called Minecraft. And I was like, this dude, this is stupid. And you told me, you said, watch this trailer. Not the trailer that the game people made. Watch this fan-made trailer.
Which trailer was it?
It was playing like that.
Oh, yeah.
And it was like really epic.
Yeah.
And it was like, what would you do if you were alone on an island? And it shows like the guy. It's probably one of the most epic game trailers I've ever seen in my life.
I'll put a link in.
Yeah, we should pull it up.
The article.
But anyways, that's probably Well, as soon as I saw that, man, I was like, this is my game. This is me in a game. Because, you know, I love the creative side of stuff.
Yeah.
You know that. I'm a beast on Far Cry Creator. And,
right.
You know, I'll do Forge all night. I don't even care if we never play that map.
Right.
I just have fun making stuff. So, that's really like my bread and butter. And I played that straight through my injury on my laptop.
Yeah.
My Mac is pretty new. It's probably the first game I ever had on my Mac. So that was a lot of fun. I had a good time with that. I think that's probably my holiday game. Mm. Just, you know, mindless kind of sit back and play.
Yeah. I got a couple. Because every Thanksgiving, I'm playing whatever Assassin's Creed game has come out.
True.
So, like I eat food, and then I just sit back and assassinate some people.
True.
Like, that's my Thanksgiving game. Almost, like, at least one point in Christmas, especially when I was in college and, like, actually had, like, a good break, I would bust out freaking Counter-Strike at least once during that break. And then just play, like, a couple play for, like, 2 hours with just nothing to do at home. And, Counter-Strike. Like, I'm terrible at it. Because that game is all about accuracy, and I have none.
Yeah, and we're not mouse shooters.
but that'd be another one. But like, I always feel like any time I have a day off or any type of vacation, GTA, whether it be GTA 4, GTA 5, before 5 came out, GTA 4 was like the game I played all the time during a holiday,
and even. Story mode and online, like either one of them, you just kind of do whatever.
So those are definitely top contenders. But it's tough. I can't remember, because I remember one Christmas I got Sly Cooper number 2.
Jeez, when you were like 5?
When I was like 11. And I played
busting
that.
Busting out an old game now.
I played that whole Christmas. It was awesome. Great game. But trying to think, what's gonna be my holiday game this? I guess GTA right now and Call of Duty.
So for this year, definitely probably GTA.
Yeah.
Another one just for I think this might be a general thing. Another one's maybe Wii Bowling.
That always does seem to bust out every holiday.
It always does. It's that's like
my dad even played it.
Dude,
that's like
grandparents' game for holidays.
Yeah.
Like, I go to
like
my grandma's
tennis.
House. Oh no, dude! She's bowling all the way, dude. I'm telling you, she's got a group that she goes and plays with. Well, I don't know if they do it anymore, but she had a group that she went and played with, and they actually did tournaments with like churches from all over the place. Like each church would have their own team.
That's hilarious.
And they would go and do this, and I'm like, dang, Grandma, you got a shirt made for Wii Bowling, really? She's like, yeah, okay, I'm official.
That's
so
awesome.
I mean, it's one of those things. Is the Wii, I think, is a good family game.
Mm-hmm.
So whenever holidays come around, those kind of games come out.
Oh yeah,
quick.
Whenever it came out, I was playing the crap out of Red Steel.
God, that game was so glitchy for me. I could never, like, I tried to get the sword to do what I wanted, and
I
felt like it was always
I had a problem with it too. But I was, you know, I was 14 or 15. I was 15 and having a ball with it. I was like, I'm freaking using a ninja sword, and shooting a pistol. Like
it was
awesome.
It was really cool. It was a cool concept at the time, but it just didn't. I feel
not
like
very
it didn't
well
pan,
executed.
Yeah, it didn't pan out the way we wanted it to. We were expecting for it to be smooth and fast paced, and
but like
it ended up being kind of.
But the Wii was so new back then; like you didn't care.
Yeah.
You were just like, it moves whenever I move.
I was always a big like when I did the Wii, I really never even cared about that kind of stuff. I was just infatuated with Wii Sports.
Yeah,
I loved that. I played all of them except for boxing. I was horrible at that.
I was pretty good at boxing, because you just do...
Yeah, you just got to shake... Like, if you just shake the controller, you win, because that thing... he's just like, punch, 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 punch. So, I mean, that's what made me mad.
Mm.
But it was good. I really liked it. I like the bowling. I like all that stuff. There's another game that I played once for the Kinect.
Ugh.
Well, hear me out on this.
Ugh.
It was... I don't remember what it was called,
Adventures.
But it was something like that. Kinect Adventures, maybe. And it, you're
Kinectables
on the screen. You're standing inside this square, like, glass hallway.
With the balls?
With the balls.
Yep.
And it's got targets, and the ball would bounce back and forth between you and the targets.
That was the life of the party.
And you had to, like,
2011,
to, like, kick your... Yeah, I mean, it was fun. It was a lot of fun. And you could have two people get in and play. That was a lot of fun. And you know, I'll even say...
Me and Pew used to play that all the time.
Yeah, so, some of the Kinect games are good, but it's the ones where they like, try to make you control something that needs a controller.
Yeah.
That's what messes you up. If it's something to where you just have to kind of put your hand in the way, it's a lot of fun. And, you know, bowling
is a lot
of fun.
But you would not
want
to play a first-person shooter like that.
Well, I tried to play that Force Unleashed, or what is the... It was the Star Wars version of the Kinect.
Oh, yeah,
I don't remember what it was. But it was so hard because, like, I couldn't figure out how to get him to go forward. And then, like, if you wanted to jump, you had to jump up in the air. But it didn't always take. So you'd be, like, sitting here, like, jumping, like, two or three times. And the dude's just standing on the ground.
That's hilarious.
Like, you stupid piece of crap. Just jump in the air. So.
That's funny.
I don't know. But yeah, some of the body movement ones are really popular around holidays. And another reason why is because if you get kids doing those, then they get tired.
Yeah.
And then they'll go to bed.
That's true.
Yeah. That's true. And then we can bust out the alcoholic eggnog.
Yeah. But we don't have kids, so we can do that anyway.
We walk in the door with that stuff.
But yeah, I'm going to hop on GTA Online at some point Christmas Day to see if there's snow again.
I really hope they put that back in there.
Because I didn't get to play it last time.
It was a lot of fun. Me and Kevin got into it, but the thing was is, like, Kevin's was showing it and mine wasn't.
So it was skidding out on
normal. No. Mine just didn't take. Mm-hmm. It was normal. It didn't make me slide and stuff. But it was really funny, though, whenever I was riding with Kevin, because his PlayStation was sending to the server that was happening. So on mine, we're just, like, going everywhere.
That's
I'm like,
hilarious.
What the heck is wrong with you?
He's like, there's snow everywhere.
Yeah, and, you know, and he's standing right next to me on his little TV, and I kept looking over it, and I was like, oh, God, what is happening with you?
That's funny.
But it was really cool looking, and I think that was just that it was still in that early stage, you know, because it came out in October, and they still had a lot of glitches when the online version came out. They had a lot, like,
your
hair was missing and all that stuff, so... I think it was still one of the glitches. Like it didn't send to everybody.
Maybe they got it down this year.
They'll probably fix it this year. But
I hope they do it, because that's one thing that I think is cool about GTA Online is that they do that the festive stuff. You know.
Oh yeah. I mean, and it's for everything.
Yeah.
Thanksgiving, Valentine's Day, all that stuff. Mm-hmm. They make shirts. They make masks. They make all kinds of stuff for this. Just
for no extra dollars.
Yeah. That's everything's amazing. Free. Yeah, and that's the best part of it. You know,
good guy, Rockstar.
And my thing is, I learned the first time, because the first time they did the Christmas one, mm-hmm. I didn't get all of the Christmas gear because I was like, this looks stupid. But
it's so
then it goes away and you don't have it and you can't have it until it comes back. So whenever I got on and I was like, look at all this cool stuff. And I just bought everything. I was like, bum, 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 started knocking stuff out.
Yeah, because you just have to equip it because it's all free. So.
Yeah. You just have to basically purchase it.
Yeah, I got my Santa costume.
I got my elf. I tried the Hispanic elf?
Yeah.
What was it? I tried that one, but he looks white.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's not really funny. I might do a black elf tomorrow.
Oh, man, I can't wait for the holiday video.
It's going to be good.
It's going to be funny. Teaser.
Yeah. Yeah, it's going to be good. Our teaser trailer for our website will be good.
Yeah, it'll be funny, too. We're going to capture some more footage for that. For sure. But, yeah.
Ba-ba-ba-ba.
Trying to think. What was my second topic of the week?
Something about drugs.
No.
No? No drugs? Okay.
I can't remember. It was something holiday-ish again.
See,
but
this is why we need to write things down.
Yeah, we really should.
and me might be the two most forgetful people, like, in Waxahachie.
I don't think so.
Name drop.
Oh, crap. They know where we live.
Crap. Oh, man, North Korea is going to hear this and come get us.
I guess... I know we've already talked about it before, but I feel like there's more stuff that's been announced that we should talk about. Anticipated games of 2015. And why?
I mean, I don't know.
You stuck on that Division train, huh?
Yeah, And, like, that's this is hard for me because I feel like I've said everything I can.
Mm-hmm.
But, I'm ready for division. But, I mean, my thing is right now, I'm not focused on anything, really.
Yeah.
Like, there's nothing that I'm sitting here going, man, I can't wait for this to come out.
Right.
Because I'm just, first of all, I'm not a huge holiday fan. I really don't like Christmas. And it's not because I don't like Christmas. I love the holiday. I hate driving everywhere.
Yeah, that's true.
Like, I hate commuting, and I...
There is a whole lot of stuff going on during Christmas.
Another thing is, like, I feel like... You know, and I love my family. Everybody loves their family. But for some reason, when you get around your family during the holidays, they just get on your nerves. And I don't know what it is. And, like, there are good days and bad days.
It's a confined space.
Yeah.
And there's nowhere to go.
I always find myself sticking really closely to my mom or my dad because I don't get a... You know, they don't bug me because they're usually getting annoyed at the same things I'm getting annoyed at, you know. Or I stick really closely to my wife.
Yeah.
And I'm true. Like, every time anybody asks me a dumb question, I'm like, babe, you should tell them about that. And then I walk off.
Gosh, that's terrible.
Yeah.
Just leave her there.
Well, I mean, she usually can handle it a lot better than me, so. She knows I get angry.
So, but yeah. 2015 games.
Division, No Man's Sky.
I'm still waiting for a release date for the freaking No Man's Sky.
The Crew?
Yeah, I played the beta. It's already out.
Oh, it is?
Yeah, it came out December 2nd or something like that.
Interesting.
Was not impressed with the beta. And that was 2 weeks before release, so it's basically the same thing.
I wouldn't mind having a good driving game, but now that GTA has first person,
it
is a good driving game.
Right.
Like, if you want to
do... It was a good driving game in third person.
Well, yeah, but I'm saying, like, if you want that first person, like, feeling of, you know... It feels, to me, actually, it feels a lot like the original Need for Speed Most Wanted. Because you have...
Kind of arcadey still,
well,
but...
you have all this open space.
Yeah.
And you're just driving. Just drive around. You know, get the cops on you, just drive away.
Yeah.
You know, just... Whatever you can do, I miss those kind of games where, like, they don't say go do this,
right?
Or like the little mini games that you can do, like, as you're driving.
Yeah, that was lame.
I'm like,
they were more annoying than,
like, I don't care.
Yeah, yeah,
I don't care. Like, stop. I don't want to see that.
But yeah, I wasn't really impressed by it, and so I won't be purchasing that. They also didn't do a very good job of. Depicting Dallas. Like, they got some of the buildings, but, like, Deep Ellum did not look like Deep Ellum. It just looked like a crappy neighborhood.
Did it say Deep Ellum on it?
Yeah.
Oh.
It was like, this is Deep Ellum. But it was weird. But, yeah, we still haven't... We haven't found out a release date for Rainbow Six either.
Mm-hmm.
So, looking forward to that.
I'll tell you what game I'm looking forward to, 2015.
Yeah.
Gang Beasts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it's already on. It's on Mac and PC. But
you're gonna talk about a holiday game.
Just having it on PS4 and playing it with the DualShock will just be so much more fun.
Well, but they were saying, because I was kind of looking into it, they were saying that the stuff from Steam to buy Gang Beasts right now, it's still kind of in, like, a alpha beta.
It's
stage.
Like an early access.
Yeah. Like, it's not really like the full content of the game. It's just. Yeah. Like,
but since I got it, like, I get the updates for free.
Yeah, yeah, until the actual game comes out, yeah. Mm-hmm. But, and there's nothing wrong with that. I'm just saying it's not the actual, like, finished product yet.
It's so pretty close to being finished, though.
I don't care if it's finished or not. That game's hilarious.
That game is awesome. So
I really would like for it to be on my PlayStation right now.
Yeah.
If it was on my PlayStation right
now,
we're
gonna make some freaking videos.
If we would have that at Grandma's house playing it during Christmas. Mm-hmm. Like, everyone would play that.
Gonna be like, we're gonna have to get more controllers so that we can do a couch co-op.
We'll have to get one
Gang Beast tournament.
We'll have to get one more. I've got two, you've got one.
Yeah, that's true.
It's four on a map.
Yeah. I guess you're right.
We're not that far off. You act like we're like, we gotta get four brand new controllers.
I guess there are only four people on screen. Oh, yeah. So, that's gonna be fun.
It'll be good. I'm excited about that one. And we can stream that and try to fit everyone into the...
Webcam easily, yeah.
Well, the PlayStation camera. We still got to tweak that.
We can run it through the computer instead of the Twitch app, but let's see. Another 20. I'm really interested to see how the order turns out. A lot of good things came from PlayStation Experience. A lot of people said it was tight. It was awesome. Way better than the build they saw at E3.
I'm still nervous. I don't know.
If anything, it looks cool. Like the setting, the visuals look insane. But
it's really going to be a letdown if it comes out and it's not good, because I know a lot of people are upset because they keep pushing the deadline back.
Yeah, but I'm pretty sure like they have this one like set, like
hopefully.
Yeah, that'll be a good game.
It might be all right. I'm not going to put all my eggs in one basket with that one. I'm still a little nervous about it.
But yeah.
There's not really a lot.
The Division will be the next big like co-op game that we
go for.
Hopefully, depending on when it comes out.
Well, it depends on if that comes out before Gang Beasts.
I can't remember if it's coming out fall of next year. I'm not sure. But whatever. No Man's Sky just needs to hurry up and get here. I'm getting too anxious.
I'll tell you something real quick.
Tell me.
On this. This is not topic related.
Okay.
I had a
sidebar.
Sidebar. I had a convo with the guys when you weren't here. Mm-hmm. And I want to see if we might be able to push for this, because I think it'll be a fun, we don't have to actually play, but I think it'd be a really cool thing to just kind of Twitch stream or just kind of make a video of. I think that all of us, we have to wait till Red gets his PlayStation.
Yeah.
I think all of us should download DC Universe Online.
Okay.
And make characters that are like, not really sidekicks, but like they were mentored by our favorite people.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So like me and Rob are big Green Lantern fans.
Mm-hmm.
So we would both be from the Lantern Corps.
Okay.
You'd be Batman. Austin would probably end up being Aquaman, I think, because that's his bread and butter, isn't it?
I mean, he likes Batman a lot.
Okay, well, it doesn't matter. Still, we'll all be the characters that we like.
Yeah.
Okay?
I gotcha.
And we'll roll with that.
Okay.
Okay? And then what we'll do is we'll basically roll through, like, all of the missions, just kind of recording, and basically do our Couch Co-op Justice League.
That'd be fun. I mean, yeah, that'd be a lot of fun.
Something along those lines. And we don't. And I'm not saying we need to do it to try to level up and be good at it.
Just for fun.
Yeah, just for fun. Just to see how we go and how we work.
Like, just doing it all.
I mean, it's free.
Yeah.
You know, we don't have.
Yeah, for sure.
Not that big of a deal. But yeah. So we might talk to the guys a little bit more about it.
That'd be cool. I'm down. Yeah. I'm really excited for 2015. Well, from today on in Couch Co-op, like, it's just going to be a ton of fun.
I think.
Making these videos and whatnot.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
You're quitting?
No.
What?
You might find out in a minute.
Oh, you about to have to bounce or something?
No.
I'm confused.
Don't worry about it. If it hits you, you'll know.
Oh, great. I just got bombed. I thought you were about to give me some really bad news there for a second. I was like,
Joe, what? You have cancer.
No!
Joe,
don't joke about that.
You're a basic bitch.
That's even worse.
Is there any way I can fix my basicness? I'm sorry.
No,
it's too late.
You will never be a bad bitch. Great video. Let's see here. I think that's pretty much all we got to talk about.
Yeah, I think we're kind of stretching a little bit now.
Yeah, I mean it's the podcast.
It's gonna be
the holidays.
Slow.
So
it's gonna be slow.
This is just a little, and we're giving you two videos this week, so you'll
yeah,
get extra
two content. Videos and a podcast. We're putting out a lot of content.
Yeah, it's cool. I'm pumped.
Not a lot of content, but we're putting out a lot for us.
Yeah,
it's quite a bit for us in 1 week.
Yeah, which is great.
Hopefully, we can keep that up a little bit, though.
Yeah, for
keep
sure.
The momentum going.
I think we will. I know we will.
We might try. You know what I think would be really fun to do is for one of our first videos. Is just a tour of the house.
You sure you want to do that?
I don't have a problem.
Well, I guess we wouldn't have to show our address or anything.
Yeah, we're not going to give them our address.
Yeah, I could see that.
And we don't have to, like, hold it, like, this is this corner. scan. No, you just kind of walk through the house. This is our setup, and you just kind of look at the setup, and then you know you walk over. This is the Christmas tree. This is the kitchen. This is our little dog. This, you know, stuff like that. Might be kind of fun.
Might be kind of fun. Maybe down the line.
That way, if we years like, from now, we can look back on that video and go, this is where our...
How sad.
This is
how did we ever do that?
Like, this is our... This is where our office began. Our actual, like, setup began here. We had dreams at the last apartment, but here is where we're making them reality.
Yeah. Like, it's legit. Like, too legit to quit. So we ain't going to quit.
Yeah. I hope not.
No, we're not. It's the most... Some of the most fun I've ever had was today.
Just yeah, it was a lot. It was a lot of fun.
But yeah. Well, you know, go subscribe to the YouTube channel for
all
sure.
That stuff.
Naked. Another little teaser.
Yeah.
Not that we're naked in any of the videos.
No, we are never naked. I, on the other hand, sometimes am naked, but never we. Just
okay.
Singular, not plural.
Glad you cleared that up.
One of these days, I'm going to accidentally turn my Twitch stream on while I'm sitting there in my boxers. Scratching my nuts and whatnot.
This has been a Couch Co-op podcast, episode number 17. You can go follow us on Twitter at @couchco_op. Like our Facebook page at facebook.com/couchcoopgaming. You can also go subscribe to our YouTube channel, which is youtube.com/couchcoopgaming, I believe. It's Couch Co-op. Just Couch Co-op channel. It'll be the broken E, the two C's, orange and blue. Twitch stream. I believe I'll be streaming tomorrow morning.
I'll be at
when
work.
This posts, like from 10 to 11, or maybe 10 to noon.
I'll be at work.
Yeah, I don't have work till 3. So.
I might Twitch stream tomorrow night.
Oh, sandwich the day in.
I know.
Thanks for tuning in. It's been a fun podcast. It's been a fun weekend. We hope you guys have great holidays, whatever you celebrate. We'll be celebrating Christmas. Any other holiday sucks! No, I'm kidding. Happy holidays to everybody. Merry Christmas to those who celebrate Christmas. And
suck it, North Korea.
Suck it, North Korea. All right. We are out.